Well, I want to thank you all for coming out tonight. There are people in our audience whom we've seen, I think, every week. I think we've seen, and I must say, just shout outs to all of you who have been here with us. Ganjel, Maxine, Rick, Sheila, I mean, so many folks whom I see, Michaels, Sims, great to have you with us listening tonight. A big shout out to Jill and Adlai, Anna, Halsey, and Taylor. Yay, Taylor. okay. and of course to Chris for that beautiful rendering of Jimmy's poem about Bukowski, and for just the great introductions every week, and for helping, so to be a partner with him crafting this series, bringing in voices we often had really not heard before. I mean, this has been, there's been a blessing in this, that we have been able to hear people reading, not from a back room, but from kitchens and campgrounds and campuses and alcoves and back porches from all over the country. And frankly, people we couldn't have as easily brought together. That's been wonderful, and we'll just have to see about next year. I want to do a shout out and give Rich a chance to say something as well, if he'd like, about nightlifeline.org, but Night Lifeline, the effort to raise money for people who are in entertainment or in restaurant service, or the people work in kitchens or working stages. They have raised over $50,000. Their goal is $100,000. I believe they've already started dispersing some funds. So I don't know, Rich, do you want to come in here and say anything about that for a minute?
I absolutely would. And I want to thank you and Chris for advertising this and pushing this throughout the Hemingway Summer Reading Series. And it's a blessing, because the Hemingway series is so important to me and to writers around the city. But Night Lifeline started in November of 2020. We were all asked to come together and speak at a press conference that Sarah Enamorato hosted. And we all realized that so many different workers from so many different industries were there, and we all, our industries all interact with one another. So restaurants get more business from live events. Live events foster artists who need paid, and everybody was out of work. I mean, March 2020 was so bad. I can tell you, I worked the night that Governor Wolf shut down, and it was truly incredible. And this year has been, this year plus has been full of immense changes, and workers in the nightlife ecosystem have been hit the hardest of all. We've been stuck in an antiquated unemployment compensation system where people are waiting for money that they're owed. You see it recently now with the CDC eviction moratorium that just got renewed. These are people in, whether it's the restaurant industry, live event industry, who are still trying to catch up on their rent. Yeah. And so we've attempted, and we have raised over $50,000. We distributed our first funds to 50 nightlife workers in need back in June. That was the first round, and we're making the push for the next round. And even though people have gone back to work, live events have dragged on. They're just starting. People who've worked in restaurants are still trying to catch up to back where they were. And this is a new normal. Normal. It's a new normal. And so people are still figuring out how to navigate that, and they still need help to get back and to be made whole on what they were before this happened. And so I really appreciate if everyone would visit nightlifeline.org, check out what we are about, and perhaps if you have the money to donate a little bit as we try to distribute our second round of funds.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I just want to also, I'm going to thank our readers tonight for just amazing. This whole series has been so great. And we got to hear about, well, about discombobulation, the discombobulation area, which I thought was a very good way of describing that experience. The watermelon cure, which I hadn't heard about before. Gambling and martyred saints. Selfish love. Polyamory. Rochester, Chuck Mangione, and Meadows, and beautiful poems of place. This is just an extraordinary evening. And we thank you all. And why don't we open up so people can say yay. And again, thank you to White Whale. We couldn't have done it without them. We would have been stranded.